Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Practical Ethics in Public Administration, 3rd edition by Dean Juris and Charles Garofalo, is a professional and academic guide to ethical decision-making in government and public service, written in accessible prose. As it sits at the intersection of applied ethics and public administration, showing how moral philosophy can inform everyday choices made by public managers, analysts, and frontline officials. Its central purpose is not to offer simplistic rules, but to help readers think clearly and act responsibly when values collide, when the law is ambiguous, or when institutional pressures push toward expediency. The book stresses that public sector ethics carries distinctive weight because government decisions affect rights, resources, and public trust on a large scale. Across its practical orientation, it treats public administrators as moral agents who must justify actions to citizens and stakeholders. By connecting ethical theory to the realities of policy implementation, organizational life, and public accountability, the book aims to strengthen ethical judgment and build habits of principled public leadership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ethical complexity in public management and why it matters. A defining theme of the book is that ethical problems in public administration are rarely tidy. Public managers face competing obligations to law, professional role, organizational mission, elected leadership, and citizens. Even when actors sincerely want to do the right thing, they must make choices under uncertainty, incomplete information, political pressure, and time constraints. The authors emphasize that the stakes are unusually high in public management because government action can distribute benefits and burdens across whole communities and can implicate fairness, rights, and legitimacy. That setting makes ethical failure more than a personal lapse. It can erode institutional credibility and public trust. The book frames ethical decision-making as a disciplined practice rather than a matter of personality or intuition. Readers are encouraged to recognize typical conditions that intensify moral risk in government, such as role conflict, ambiguous authority, pressure for results, and the temptation to treat compliance as a substitute for ethics. By naming this complexity, the book helps readers avoid false dilemmas and instead analyze what values are truly in conflict, who is affected, and what obligations attach to public power. Using ethical theory as a practical tool, not an abstract exercise, Juris and Garofalo position ethical theory as a resource for practitioners, not a detached academic requirement. Rather than asking readers to memorize philosophy, the book uses theory to sharpen analysis and improve justification. Sound ethical theories help public administrators clarify what is at stake, distinguish ethical reasons from political preferences, and evaluate options beyond short-term consequences. In applied public administration settings, theory can also function as a common vocabulary for discussing disagreements respectfully and transparently. The book highlights the value of linking everyday decisions to defensible ethical reasoning, especially when actions must be explained to supervisors, oversight bodies, or the public. This approach supports a more consistent ethical posture across cases, reducing the risk that decisions are driven only by convenience or organizational habit. It also encourages readers to see that no single approach automatically resolves every dilemma. Instead, theory can reveal the strengths and limits of different lines of reasoning and can prompt deeper questions about duties, outcomes, fairness, and respect for persons. The overall message is practical ethical competence involves structured reflection and the ability to give reasons that withstand scrutiny. Thirdly, moral agency and the administrator's responsibility to choose and justify. A central contribution of the book is its emphasis on the public administrator as a moral agent. In bureaucratic environments, individuals can be tempted to shift responsibility to rules, hierarchy, or standard procedures. The authors challenge that tendency by treating ethical responsibility as inseparable from the exercise of public authority. Even within constraints, administrators still make judgments about interpretation, priority, discretion, and implementation. The book underscores that ethical public service requires more than following orders or meeting performance targets. It requires taking ownership of the moral dimensions of one's work. This focus on moral agency also highlights the importance of integrity and accountability. Ethical choices must be made in ways that can be explained and defended, not merely asserted. By stressing justification, the book aligns ethical action with public accountability, reinforcing that citizens are entitled to reasons when government power is used. The moral agency theme also speaks to professional identity. The public servant is not merely a technician, but a participant in democratic governance. Developing ethical capacity, therefore, includes cultivating attentiveness to stakeholders, a willingness to question ethically problematic directions, and the courage to act consistently with public values. Fourthly, decision-making frameworks for real-world dilemmas in administration. The third edition is widely described as practical, and that practicality is expressed through a focus on methods and frameworks that help readers work through dilemmas. Public administration often involves situations where multiple values matter at once, such as efficiency, equity, legality, transparency, and responsiveness. The book encourages a systematic approach to clarify the decision context, identify stakeholders, surface the relevant values and obligations, consider feasible alternatives, and evaluate how each option aligns with ethical principles and public responsibilities. This kind of framework supports better decisions because it makes implicit assumptions visible and invites careful comparison among competing courses of action. It also supports organizational learning by creating a repeatable process that can be discussed, taught, and improved. Importantly, the book's orientation recognizes that ethical reasoning must operate inside institutions where decisions have procedural and political dimensions. A framework approach helps bridge that gap, enabling administrators to integrate ethical reflection into policy analysis, management practice, and communication with colleagues. The goal is not to eliminate disagreement, but to improve the quality of reasoning, reduce avoidable harm, and strengthen the defensibility of public decisions. Lastly, interdisciplinary perspective, linking ethics, policy, and public service roles. Another notable theme is the book's interdisciplinary stance. The author's background in philosophy and political science supports a bridge between normative reasoning and the applied realities of governance. Ethical questions in public administration do not arise in isolation. They connect to public policy choices, organizational incentives, and relationships between government and other sectors. The book's discussion is therefore positioned to resonate with readers who encounter ethical tensions in areas such as policy implementation, professional roles, and interactions with business or other external partners. This broad framing helps readers see ethics as embedded in systems rather than limited to individual misconduct. It also encourages awareness of how institutional design, performance pressures, and political environments shape moral choice. By integrating perspectives, the book invites readers to consider both personal responsibility and structural conditions that can promote or undermine ethical practice. That blend is especially useful for students and practitioners because it supports a fuller understanding of how ethical reasoning translates into action within real organizations. The result is a guide that treats ethics as part of competent administration, tied to democratic accountability and the public interest rather than a separate set of ideals. In conclusion, Practical Ethics in Public Administration, third edition, is best suited to public administration students, instructors, and working practitioners who face value conflicts in day-to-day governance and want a disciplined way to think through them. Readers benefit intellectually by gaining a clearer grasp of how ethical theory can inform public decision-making without turning complex dilemmas into slogans. And they benefit practically by strengthening habits of analysis and justification that are essential in roles where actions must be explained to citizens, oversight bodies, and colleagues. The book's emphasis on moral agency is especially valuable for professionals operating within hierarchy and procedure, because it reinforces that responsibility cannot be fully outsourced to rules or superiors. Compared with many texts that focus narrowly on compliance, misconduct, or case law, this book stands out for integrating normative reasoning with the realities of administration and policy implementation. Its interdisciplinary orientation also makes it useful across specializations, from public management to public policy and related governance fields. For readers seeking a thoughtful, practice-oriented guide that treats ethics as a core competency of public service, the book provides a durable framework for making and defending better decisions under pressure. If you would like to support Dean Juras, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.